Welcome to Around the Reel with your hosts, Aaron Carlson, Charles Lawson, and Samantha Hanna. Ah, shit. Here we go again.
Check one, check two, check two.
Check one.
Everybody sounds pretty good.
Check
Are
one.
We good?
Check.
We're all good?
P.S. For something on the road, yeah, I think we're doing all right. Yeah. I think, Sam, say something.
Say something.
Sam, can you say something?
I can say something.
Say it.
Sam? Are you talking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Thanks. I heard that.
Sam, can you say something?
Say something.
Can you say something exciting?
Something exciting.
Can you say something sexual?
Something sexual.
How come you smile more when you say something sexual
than
when you say something exciting?
It's more fun.
And how come I'm getting turned on?
See what I mean?
I'm the gay one.
Now that I don't know. That's the great mystery.
Just let it go.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe you could show me later how that happened.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
I had to take Sam to Seattle and meet a gay man to learn how to turn her on. After 18 years of fucking relationship.
Right?
Takes a minute sometimes. I don't know.
Thanks, Sam.
Whatever works.
Well, yeah, I always have a plan. I knew it would. Anyway, so where the hell are we?
We're right up my alley.
Oh.
We are in an alley, kind of.
Yeah,
in a way, yes.
There's an alley behind us this way.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we came
we
all the way up to Seattle.
Top of Hill.
Yes. We took the show on the fucking road.
You did.
I'm so proud of all of you.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah. It's
I'm
fun.
Proud of us too.
We can actually say that we went to a grungy part of Seattle because isn't this where some of the things were recorded and played in?
I believe so. You were actually in a recording studio.
So we went to a recording studio from the grungy era.
Yeah.
That's right.
Not this part of Seattle's grungy. Fuck people. Don't be fucking sensitive.
No, it's pretty grungy.
That's where we're at, Tony.
You are all in Crybaby Studios. Shout out to them and the owner. I'm not going to say her name, but it is one of Seattle's oldest.
Yeah,
she does, yes. It's one of Seattle's oldest band institutions, meaning there have been bands that come and go out of these doors. There's catacombs. We're in the lower portion of 11th Avenue East.
Yeah.
In Capitol Hill. So we got Queer Bar up there.
Mm-hmm.
We got, what do we got? We got a gym right next to that. Then there's a door that says Crybaby. You come down the stairs and you're underneath all that. We got this bar called The Woods. And then we got Cafe Racer. And then we got Vermillion. This is the hub. This is artist hub of Seattle.
It's
the
spot.
It really is. And on the block, every second Saturday of the month is going to be starting up again. And I highly recommend if you can come here to check that out. This whole block gets blocked off.
Sure.
And it's just nonstop performers, vendors, all day long from like 10 in the morning to about 8 at night.
Dude, that's so badass. That's so cool.
However, parking's a bitch, so good fucking luck.
Especially in your big-ass man truck.
Yeah, he needs that.
God, I thought I was in Southern Oregon again.
Well, you think his truck is big, you see the size of his balls.
Oh,
I sat on him twice just trying to get comfortable in this fucking chair.
That's a true story. I believe it. I almost stepped on one setting up all this shit today.
I know, right? I tripped over one trying to park.
I thought I smelled something, too. I was like, that smells familiar.
Whoa. My balls smell freshly like lavender from my bath this morning in the shower when I shaved my head before I came to meet you, ass hat.
He's a lavender guy. He loves that shit. He loves it. No, this is our show.
Right?
This is
I'm out of here.
Okay, so this place, though. This is nostalgic as fuck.
It truly is.
Yeah,
it's so
it really
cool.
is. It's fucking
so cool.
dope. Even walking down the stairs, coming in here.
It's grungy.
I felt it.
Yeah, it's cool.
You could
it's
feel
a
it.
Vibe.
Yeah, it's like singles. I'm like, where's Matt Dillon?
Right. I'm my age. I'm 50. I'm 50, almost 52.
You're my age, right?
Yeah.
I'll be 51 tomorrow.
Yes, you're the rat. 1972. 73.
73,
okay. I'm going to be.
50. Okay.
April is when I turned 52. But
gotcha.
Anyway, I meet 19 to 60-something year old people in these hallways all the time. You got everything from funk going on.
Badass.
Someone was playing some Alanis Morissette the other night. I'm like, what the fuck is this cover band out of nowhere?
That's so cool.
And next door we have I want to say like a doom metal band,
mm-hmm.
and he's one of the people that clean up.
Yes, exactly.
Well, they're more kind of like Seattle kind of rock, I would say, like metal rock kind of vibe. But the dude that is right next door to us, he helps clean up after all these hot messes. And hot messes as in musicians. We all right. know they're hot messes.
And so. They're down yeah. here partying, too. So.
They are definitely doing that. And then we got DJs, too. Like, just around the corner, we have a conglomerate of DJs that come and go sharing that space. And some of the equipment in there, as an aspiring DJ, mm-hmm. To look at their equipment, like, you know, like the really good DJ setup. Like
I
world.
Want that.
I do want that. Yeah.
Right, and they, do they still do the?
Oh yeah, they do. Well, not as much as they used to. Gotcha. Yeah, it's yeah, so like.
I'm sorry, totally Aaron. How'd that go again?
I, you know.
Yeah. You got it. See, we are cool at 52.
Yeah, I tried. Man. Yeah, and I'm half black.
How, just how, ask how, anybody who's 14 if you guys are still
I
cool.
I pulled it out. Fuck 14-year-olds. They don't know shit.
You're not allowed to fuck 14-year-olds only with this cancel culture out there. You gotta be careful what you.
Good point. Good point. But I really didn't turn it into that though, Chuck.
You are the editor, right?
I am the editor, but. That is creepy, Chuck.
You
people are used to that.
Yeah, no, nothing gets edited out. Yeah. He's the editor. He just yeah. makes sure the sounds are good. Other than that, the fucking show flows.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. And it is flowing.
It does flow. Yeah. It is
that's well, what I shouldn't do. Say that. We do cut a few things. We have hiccups once in a while. And there's sometimes you just have to cut out a story because you just kind of... Yeah. Jesus Christ, dude. Get to the fucking point.
We do right? not fall asleep. Stop that.
That is not true.
Uh-huh. Well, normally when I'm at home in my own studio, I'm bouncing on my balls, so I feel a little weird. I can't fucking yeah, move in here the
oh,
way
yeah,
I'm supposed
to. Yeah, he doesn't
to.
Have a ball to bounce on.
No.
But when, the more I bounce on my...
Except his own.
The more I bounce on my ball, besides my testicle,
yeah, correct.
I bounce on my big, gray, silvery ball. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'm old, so I guess they're silvery too, but still. But well trimmed. So but no, so the more I bounce on my ball, the more bored I'm getting during the show. So either, you know, either that or my back's starting to hurt. So you never know if I'm bored or if I'm fucking sore. Either way... Balls are bouncing.
It's been kind of cool doing our show like separated. Like, you know, we do our shit in our studio, Chuck's in
yeah.
his.
Yeah,
for
got,
a
I've
reason.
Got, I've gotten used
there's
to that.
I clearly.
Yeah. At least, you know, but now I can touch.
He's touching well, me.
Oh,
right.
Look at that.
This is
oh.
so weird. He's,
I love dude, when men touch.
Is that a leg?
Oh, did you feel that? Did you feel that? I can do something here now. Hang on, because I got a cord. Want to sing together?
No.
Yes.
Chuck, I don't.
Oh, my God.
No, he's making me feel weird right now.
Yeah.
It's just like, what kind of podcast is this?
It's Capitol Hill
this
podcast.
This is a Capitol Hill podcast right
now.
Here.
It is, yeah, baby. You're in the gayborhood. You are. And be careful. You might catch the gay. And just to be honest, I've lost all this conversation because all I'm thinking about is balls.
Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah.
So if we could just stop talking about balls.
We'll get off
maybe,
of balls.
Yeah.
If you just everybody pay attention. Out. Let me know if you drop something if I'm not paying attention so I know to cross my legs yeah. under the table.
And if you guys keep touching each other, I don't know what this is going to turn
I
into.
I knew Chuck was going to do that
my
too.
My question is still, can
he's
I quit?
He's always testing our guests. He loves testing our guests.
Well, I can test the guests or I can touch the guests. I can't do fucking both anymore because of cancel culture.
It's true.
I'm sick of fucking cancel culture.
And you are
we're
on Capitol Hill. They'll yeah. come for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will.
Well, if you rub anybody right, they'll come for you.
You almost made me spit my seltzer.
We just got done. Don't spit. Swallow. Jesus fucking Christ. Hashtag faith-based. Welcome to Around the Real.
Welcome yes. to Around the Real.
Welcome to Around the Real.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Oh, and by the thanks for joining us on the Around the Real.
Yeah. I just wanted by the way, my name's Tony James.
Well, good. Tony we were James just going to ask you to
oh, you were?
Yourself
oh, okay.
to the audience.
Yeah, oh, see, yeah. I'm just like, remember, I have a podcast,
there.
Too. Yeah. So,
yes, normally,
I do. And what is your podcast?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not what I was getting to immediately. But it's called I'm a Witch.
So we're going to go into
that. And it's about my life here in Seattle.
Oh, that's cool.
It's basically a journal of me walking around the streets yelling at cars. You motherfucker!
No, but you had a podcast before.
I did.
Like something tragic happened with all of that stuff. That,
yes.
Can you tell us?
I will
that?
Tell you the story. Okay.
Wait. Before we jump into story time,
yes.
Who the fuck are you? What the fuck do you do?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
We can do that first. Yeah.
Well, you are in my music studio. So I am a...
Thank you for the invite.
You're welcome. I'm so glad you came. I'm in this band right here called Lady. Let's see. Let's get that on there.
Oh, there
and
you go.
This is from Crypticon last year. And we were one of the guest performers. These drag queens went on way too long. And by the time we...
As they usually
and you
do.
Guys know who you are. by the time we... went on and those 300 people were in there, about 20 were left. So
oh,
by
wow.
the time we went on. And that's about a $450 poster right there. And
it's
so that's
them.
Why we
it's
put
dope.
It up.
It's dope.
Totally
I,
worth it.
Yeah, I feel like who's that woman from Mommy Dearest? What was that?
Oh
Who is Joan Crawford?
Joan Crawford.
I feel like Joan Crawford having myself up there like that. It just kind of admiring myself every time I walk.
I love it
into the studio. But yeah, so I'm in a band called Lady, and it's pronounced it's L80, but we pronounce it Lady. And we've been performing almost 8 years here in Seattle, all over. We played everything. We're kind of like a queer duo, pop, 80s, Depeche Mode.
Oh, fucking cool.
Yaz, but more modern day St. Vincent kind of lyric. Like my buddy Chad, he had one of the best lyricists I've ever had the pleasure of working with. And he's about 20 years younger than me, so I get so pissed. I'm like, how do you pull this shit out of your ass like this? So poetic, beautiful. You can find the music everywhere online, L80. And then I have a whole bunch of other shit that I do. I'm a videographer. We make all our videos. I'm an editor. I'm a singer-songwriter. I have a project called Last Eye, which is also my DJ project and also my music project.
Okay.
And it's totally different from the music that we do with that band. And I think you said you found me on the horror film.
I did. On the horror film
thing.
Yeah.
And I made this post saying, hey, you guys, here I am. I'm Mr.
Super talented. You didn't say that, but you listed all the things.
You basically were saying.
I was like, I'm a jack all trades.
Yes.
Do it yourself. For years and years.
And you love horror.
And I love horror films.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yes.
As a matter of fact, this Sunday for, St. Patrick's Day, down at Central Cinema, they're showing Leprechaun.
Oh, shit.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes, but you get to text and, have a conversation as the movie's going.
What?
And they put the text up on the screen.
Oh.
And two drag queens are hosting this thing.
Oh.
And I'm like, we're
so
going
fun.
To this
That's so fun.
Tomorrow. Yeah, so.
Wait, as long as it's not the same drag queens that really drug it on.
No. Yeah. Well. No,
it's Horror Fest. It's Central Cinema, and it's from Crypticon and everything else. It's like, are you the same bitches?
Right? If they are, I'm not going.
Well, see, that's why I like Seattle so much. Seattle has so many things going on.
And creative
all the time.
Things.
All the time.
As fuck things.
Yep. Yes, they're doing all kinds of shit. It's like on a Friday or Saturday. You can figure out what you want to do, and there's multiple choices.
Right.
Like,
like
when we're in Tacoma, we're like, what do you want to do? We go to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to Red Robin.
You know, that's it.
In Seattle, you can go to a drag show and a country bar in the same neighborhood.
You never know what you're going to get.
On 11th Avenue, you could do that.
Yeah.
You could literally go see a drag show at Queer Bar and walk two or three doors down, and then you're at a DJ set at Cafe Racer.
That's so fucking cool.
It is fascinating.
It
too.
Is.
I love it.
And it's nonstop.
Exciting.
Yeah. And then there are those dead nights, you know.
Man.
Well, yeah.
Everybody must rest.
But that's what I loved about Seattle, because I used to work up here quite a bit, driving around and delivering stuff.
We can
back
drive
in the day.
Out here, if you can believe that.
Yeah, I like this area.
Except for today, you couldn't drive.
Well, I wasn't driving. King Dingling and his fucking cargo truck were driving.
I could wait for them to move, or I could have driven over them. However,
it's fine.
Paperwork takes longer than traffic.
You did good. You did fine.
True.
He was standing there forever trying to do his, app.
But the cool thing about this area is what I was saying, is the diversity. It's just fucking
absolutely.
Great up
it's
here.
It's so cool.
And that's what's so cool about it. I love that. You can walk around, you see all these different types of people, and everybody kind of is chill. It's got a bad stigma now.
Oh, it
from
does.
What happened
well,
up
it's
here
kinda
during
sneaky,
the stuff.
My nostrils don't
it's
like
not like that.
Seattle.
It's so stupid. Yeah. I hear it on everybody. If you listen to Joe Rogan's show, he's talking about Capitol Hill.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, fuck you. He doesn't know.
But
it's
we are on the block where all that shit went down.
It's right up
right
the street.
Yeah.
It's
right
there, man.
Right there.
Yeah.
And I was here just sitting watching all of it, just going, wow, this is fucking fascinating.
The
Chaz, now what is it called? Chop, or it was Chop.
Chop.
I couldn't keep up, but at one point, you know, the news was saying, awful.
Yeah.
And all this stuff. And me and my friend and my partner were walking around going, there's nothing awful going on. It's a bunch of people just sitting talking.
It looked like a fucking
and the cops
street fair.
There, and then, it was very odd. And
yeah.
The national coverage of it.
They
was
wanted
totally
it to
different.
Look so bad.
The
yeah.
drama of it all.
Yeah.
And there
it
was not, I mean, there was some horrible things that did happen. Some people
got
killed.
Definitely.
It will happen everywhere, though. Well, but I mean, for the most part, that many people, mm-hmm. and this place didn't burn down?
Well, I was you know surprised. What I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Yeah. It's a bunch of bullshit. It's so stupid. And I know the vibe up here. And down in Tacoma, it's not as bad as people think it is. It's a stigma.
It's like not as bad as people make it out to
Yeah, to Compton down there. It's not.
Back in the 90s, it is to Compton. It's pretty gritty.
It's not any more gritty than anywhere else.
It's a gritty city.
It's really not, though.
It's gritty. It's got a smell.
It has a smell.
What doesn't?
Yeah, but talk about a smell. Let's talk about Seattle.
She hates the smell.
Really?
She does.
What is the smell to you? I'm just curious.
Good. Let's talk about this.
What is it?
It's absolutely terrible. I can't.
Can you describe the smell?
Is it like a smell?
Vomit is the main sense.
Vomit.
It's the vomit. And the urine. Then we got the urine comes in a little bit. Then
I thought it was like warm urine and garbage mix kind of smell.
Yeah. And then some garbage. But vomit is the host. Like that's the main one that I smell. And I can't. I hate it so much.
You can't break it. It just
Well, you know, after a good rain, that vomit and that kind of
goes away.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and if you're here, you must get used to it. So.
Yeah, well, same thing with the Tacoma. I played that. Exactly. I played a show. I was
and Tacoma has an aroma, too.
Yeah, no, and it was
Tacoma
like
aroma.
Yeah, not that
paper
like used to.
Mill? Like
yeah.
Paper
yeah, the paper mill.
Yeah.
Yep. It was
the
close to
the smelters.
That.
Oh, okay, yeah. Smelters, so you were, yeah.
And it was on this, you know, you could see the bridge there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on this rooftop, and this guy has a wood shop and a recording studio in there. This whole huge thing in industrial Tacoma.
Yeah.
Like I had and I'm like, nobody's gonna show up to this fucking thing. And we had like 30, 40 people up here partying on this rooftop. And I'm like,
sounds
I like
badass.
Tacoma.
Yeah.
And then we found out you can just get on a bus downtown and you're back in Seattle in 45 minutes or
absolutely.
In your case, 2 hours.
Well, I mean, if you're driving, if you get on the bus, you get there faster.
Yeah.
I can feel your looks, fuckers.
Sorry, Chuck. Just messing with you.
Right. Well, next time I'll come to you guys because I love a good adventure.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
No,
and so
but
do
this
we,
is
which
great.
Is why we're here.
Well, thank you for coming. I just think this is so exciting to have you in my personal space and share it with people.
Well,
it's cool.
The thing is that you're on a podcast. It's been in the top 100 podcasts.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, Jesus.
See, I had no clue.
Who's in a big head of
on the film interview category,
motherfucker, he's talking about YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube.
You are part of a show that's been on the top 100 podcasts.
In the film interview category, and I don't know why.
Wow.
I know.
And do you guys always talk about films, or is it just kind of
artists.
This kind of
we talk to artists.
Artists, creatives, anybody.
Creative
that's kind of what I do, too.
We really just love creative people.
Oh, I love that.
That's, like, if you weren't creative, we wouldn't be here.
No, we wouldn't. Honestly.
Well, I'm lying about all of it. It's all fake. I just wanted to be on the top 100 podcast.
That takes creativity, too, though.
That right to lie?
What do you do for a living? I lie. Yeah. I didn't know we had lawyers on the show, but cool. Let's do it.
Well, welcome to Around the Real.
So funny. No, we do mostly film stuff just because we are in film.
Yeah,
yes. We do film ourselves.
I am so jealous of you all. This has been one of those things as an actor. So I got my degree at Cornish here.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Bachelor of Fine Arts in Acting.
So cool.
With a performing arts emphasis. So, like, I got to do singing and dancing back in the 90s, 91 through 94.
You already said you're 52. You don't have to hide it.
That's fine.
I know.
You're fine, bro.
I'm with you, bro.
I don't know why I
put
it
this.
Up.
We already know.
Yeah, yeah. You're just like, you're old, dude.
Back when I was young and fucking pretty.
Yeah. Well, I'm still pretty. I ain't worried about that.
I'm just shiny.
Yeah. I like your shiny head.
Yes.
You
so
keep it
shiny.
Nice.
Like
a diamond in the sky.
Sorry.
I don't know how he keeps it so shiny. I honestly don't.
I don't
either. I just buffed the fucking shit out of that. You should see my dick.
Yeah.
You may want to keep your voice down.
Where did you come from?
Some of you come barging through the door.
I like to.
What?
I like it too.
Sorry.
Cancel. Yeah, my bandmate. Did someone say dick?
I know.
He does like daddies, though. He really does. Yeah.
Oh, check it.
So I'm a granddaddy.
Oh.
I'm so fucking good. I'm grand.
He likes those too. Yeah.
That's called vintage, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm vintage.
Vintage. Yeah. Yeah, we're all kind of vintage in this room.
Fuck. Well, it takes a lot to get to this age,
it
you
does.
Know? Like when I hang
we
out with my 20-something-year-old friends, I'm just like, you have no clue what it took for me to get here.
No,
you didn't even earn this shit.
No,
right?
Not yet. Yeah. And you guys are expecting it all just handed to you right here. I'm creative. I'm good. I'm good looking. All this. I'm like, we'll do the work.
Yeah, do the fucking work,
do the work, and then we'll talk
in 10 years.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's what it's about.
You got my respect, but then you're going to really have it.
Right. Yeah.
After you got a little season on.
Mm-hmm. It matters.
You have to do the work. You do have to do the work. You You don't just get it. It doesn't just get handed to you because you're pretty.
That's right.
No.
It doesn't.
Right. And you're a woman. You know this. I assume you identify as a woman.
I do.
Yeah. And it's hard work. It's a whole other thing once you have boobs.
It is, yeah.
It's true.
Boobs are hard to have.
You got great ones, by the way. I hope I can say it.
You're good.
You can say whatever you want.
Oh, thank you very much.
You got great boobs.
Us gay people like boobs. It's a thing.
Because boobs are great, are they not?
It's just because it's so fun to say boobs.
Boobs. I'm an ass girl, so I like asses.
I like a good
ass. You like an ass on a girl?
Men and women have great asses. Just if you have a great ass, you have a great ass. No matter if you're a man, woman, whoever you are,
you have a great ass, right?
When we were in Pike Place about, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, we were going through all the little shops, you know, down there and looking at everything. And we go into this little Asian place. And Sam's looking at all the stuff.
Oh, I have it.
And everything that she looks at has some kind of hue on it, right? She wants to get.
Oh.
And the Asian lady
comes
Asian lady comes up to her when we're checking out and she goes, "Oh, you like the bodies." Sam loves the fucking bodies.
I do. And
especially
look,
the females.
Look at that.
She fucking loves it. Look at that.
So what is it?
She's been riding my finger for like 10 years.
That's a writer. She's a fucking writer.
That's her partner too.
That's her ride or die.
That's my ride or die. I love her so much. But women's bodies are hot. They are.
I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, I could see Madonna's ass from all the way up in the stadium the other day. A couple of weeks ago. I'm like, God, Madonna, you've got a big ass now.
Madonna has a great ass.
She bought
that
sucker, I think.
I know.
She had to.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, none of my business.
Yeah. Is this the same ass that was so heavy that the dancer tripped in the heels and fucking dropped her on her ass?
I came in right when that happened. It was so funny.
You made such the entrance. You fucked up that fucking dancer.
Maybe it was me.
Yeah,
maybe it was my event.
That's like, oh, look at how many James is here. Boom, 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 boom. She laughed about it. It was very fascinating.
She was awesome about it.
Yeah, absolutely professional. Like, don't hold her down. She's really kicking ass at her age. And I don't know. Some of my 20-something friends, they could not do what she does. Not for 3 hours or 2.5 hours.
No, whatever. They don't got it.
Nonstop.
That's because they just won't do the cocaine. I mean, really. That's what it comes down to.
She does probably have the best coke.
I mean, probably.
She's a fucking pro, though.
Yeah.
She's a fucking pro.
Look at her.
Pro.
She looks great. She acts great.
I mean, think about when she started and everything she's been through to get to where she was and has been. And where she is now.
Yeah.
She's fucking a savage.
The original.
I don't know how you don't respect that. Even if it's not your style of music or entertainment, how do you not respect that?
Well, and she took like 10 years off.
Yeah.
I mean, she just stopped doing everything for a hard minute. She's just like,
To
take care of those kids, she adopted like several kids.
I know she did.
It's crazy.
You know what
crazy.
I love about Madonna? This is what I love about her so much, and I admire this about her. She never got braces. She didn't give a shit that she's got a gap in between her teeth. She just doesn't care. She wears it and she's proud of it. And she doesn't care. She's proud of who she is, no matter what flaws she has, because she just, and they're not even flaws. Because she wears them so proud.
That's right.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. It teaches you. Like,
and she
your
didn't.
Flaws can be great if you just wear them proud.
Yeah, and she's old too, and she didn't fuck with her face, I don't think.
She didn't.
She doesn't look like she fucked with her face.
She didn't get
you know what I'm saying by that.
She didn't get no braces or nothing.
No,
I think there's a little filler in there.
There might be a tiny
maybe something
smidge,
that
none of my business.
I hate it when they fuck with their faces. I can't stand
that. She might have got something in her.
You know, they're all fucking pulled everywhere and fucking.
You can have it.
You can, here, look at the cheekbones.
I don't
Jesus
like that.
Christ.
Don't do that. They haven't figured it out yet. Don't do that.
Don't mess with your face.
Don't fuck with your face. You can't hide that.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it either.
All right.
But I got braces because I couldn't, you know, I didn't want the gap, so. But I should have wore it proud because, it could have worked.
Yeah, I had it too. And in college, I was told by a audition person learning auditioning. She's like, you might want to get that gap.
You're
fixed.
Kidding me.
And I did. Yeah. And then
my
fucking wisdom tooth came in and then pushed it together and then elongated my fucking teeth a little bit.
Oh, wow. Oh,
so
fantastic.
If I would have just not took that bitch's advice, my teeth would have went boop and I would have been perfect for movie and theater.
But that's the thing that you hear when you do stuff like we do in a movie, a theater, or whatever, what have you. You hear those things. People want to... They want to, you need to be skinnier, you need to not be so skinny, you need to be this, you need to be that. Everyone's always saying you need to be something else, but that's why I love Madonna, because she didn't listen to none of that shit.
No,
she just is her.
She don't care.
She just is her.
You do you.
And you should just be you.
That's what I'm saying.
That's where the character comes.
Yeah. With art, it's important to be yourself, your true self, I think. And that's why you make the movies you make, or you write the way you write, or you paint the way you paint. You know, it doesn't matter. You are who you are.
Right.
Don't listen to all that nonsense outside of that.
Don't sacrifice yourself at all.
No. Because being genuine is what's going to sell, actually, in the end. Mm-hmm. It's like you're going to be this unique character.
Absolutely.
Danny DeVito, look at him.
Exactly.
You know, tiny little man. That's,
and it matters being unique, especially nowadays, because, you know, everyone's copying everything else, but... Who's unique?
Yeah.
It matters.
Yeah.
And it does matter.
And if you listen to the people, especially in filmmaking, the audience that is out there, everybody's over Hollywood.
They're over it.
They're so over it.
It's
the same. It's like
shit.
Starbucks coffee. It's just diarrhea.
They all kind of look the same.
Yeah. It's always the same vibe. And then something comes up that's unique.
Yeah.
And people are like,
and everyone loves it.
And it's a huge hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what the fuck?
It's fun to watch.
Take more chances. Do
because
more
people
new
are tired
things.
Of
you
the
know?
Same old, same old shit.
Yeah, music's the same way.
It's hard to come up with something new anymore because everything it seems like it feels like has been done. And sometimes I get in my modes where I feel that way. However, everything has not been done.
Right.
There's so much.
Right.
There's always a unique way to tell the same story. That's the tricky
that
part. You know, for me, I look at it that way. Like, how can we make this different and unique? You know, and I'm sure anybody who does that. Yeah.
Can't
like,
get
okay, for example, you do music.
Yeah.
You like Depeche Mode.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah, Depeche Mode's
of
a
course.
Shit.
Yeah.
I guarantee you don't sound like Depeche Mode, but you were influenced by Depeche Mode.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
anything
totally.
80s. Yeah. Like, I was there when...
That's your man right there.
Yeah, anything that, you know, happened on MTV, I was there the day it launched.
The world premiere videos.
I will never forget it.
World premiere.
And we didn't have cable at the time.
Yeah.
And the buddy across the way in
and
the apartment complex, he had it. We were there for that first
Dude,
video.
Van Halen, Hot for Teacher.
Yes, all that shit. Yeah. Video killed the radio star.
I think that was the first
that was.
Video that ever launched off of that.
And yeah.
I don't know what the hell MTV is anymore, but...
It's not Max Headroom.
It definitely is not what it
was.
It was
so cool, man. It was so good.
Yeah,
it was so fucking good.
It was cool.
You ever get into Night Flight? That whole thing? It's kind of like, it's from the 80s, and it's a hodgepodge of videos and different
I remember,
music stars.
Yeah, I remember something on, but I didn't remember the name of it. I wonder if that was it.
Maybe.
It was like super late at night, like at midnight
or
something.
Yeah. But you can stream all of that shit.
No shit.
And they're still doing it. But they have all the catalog from back in the day.
Fuck,
and it's
so
just kind of fun. It's
so good.
Smoke some weed and just watch
and veg.
Shit.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Lose yourself.
See some Men at Work on there coming up.
Yeah.
When I met Aaron, he had the MTV logo burned into his
VH1 on that TV.
Oh,
yeah,
it was
that
VH1
was VH1
or whatever.
One.
Okay, it was VH1. Excuse me.
He'd leave and go to work and leave the fucking TV on
all day.
Yeah,
and then I come home to Chris Brown singing. Yeah, you know what I mean.
So you try to watch a movie and there'd be VH1
on the corner.
Oh, that is so funny.
Yeah, it was burned
itself
into.
Burnt into his
TV.
Yeah.
Right
that's
on
that screen.
That's how much he had.
This is why we have screensavers, just so you know.
Yeah. Back then, they didn't have those.
This
Mr.
is why
Tech
we turn
guy.
Off our TV.
I should have done that, but I don't know. I like coming home. You come home and the music's playing. It's badass.
That's right.
You know, it felt cool.
So what do you, could you just tell me real quick what you do in film, each one of you? Because
I
don't know you.
Sure.
And I barely know your podcast, and please forgive me for that.
No, it's fine.
Because
you
know I'll be
whatever. This is how
we
get to know you.
We love popping cherries.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go for it.
My cherries popped last night, too. It just keeps on getting popped. I don't know how much more I can take.
It's getting warm in here.
It's like me claiming to be a virgin 87 times.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Anyway. Balls like that, I do not believe.
They're in there. Yeah, it's hard to get those empty ones.
Yeah. That shiny dick you talk about.
Dickhead.
I literally quit.
She's walking out of my
studio. Oh,
here she goes.
She'll trip over all the shit.
It's true. We are locked in here.
Yeah, you're trapped in the
corner.
We
can't go anywhere.
And don't even say, I'm not tripping over anything.
By the way, if you choose to escape and you open up the door behind you, I'm guessing it's a fucking brick wall.
Oh, you want to see?
Let me open it.
This is the electrical for this whole place. So sometimes, like, I was in the middle of recording one night, and he couldn't hear me in here, and he just walked in here, scared the fuck out of me. Because it was about 3 a.m, and I'm faded. And I got my earphones on, and I'm singing into this thing, and then someone opens my door.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, let me show it to you really quick.
Okay, no, go for it.
It's kind of
cool. Watch your headphones. Go for it.
Yeah.
I want to see.
And you're right. It is kind of like...
Oh, the whole panel's in there.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's kind of a little chilly.
Don't give her too much air. It might smell like Seattle.
Yeah, she might not.
Don't smell the vomit.
No,
vomit,
not yet.
Warm urine, and
not
garbage.
Yet.
Yep.
So not yet.
I know.
That'll be my next song. Warm urine and garbage. That'll be my next punk song.
To answer your question,
start it up.
So we start, you know, Aaron is a film lover, has always been a film lover, and he kind of like drug Chuck and I into this world of craziness. And so here
Sam
we are.
Sam by her hair, Chuck by his nuts.
Oh, right. That's why they dangle in the fucking water.
Like, you know, mine's all stringy and like,
come on, Chuck.
Yeah. So that's what he did.
Pulled you into his cage.
He pulled my ball so ball so hard I no longer have an ass.
Yeah.
Oh my.
That's facts.
Anyway,
that's
we
facts.
Started off making movies with our kids.
Okay.
Just us and our kids and
you two are together?
Messing around. Us two are together.
Okay.
Yes.
Those two are best friends.
How many babies you got?
Oh God. Between us, all of us?
Yeah. 106.
I know.
Wow.
No,
we
he
were
and I
we
together
breeders.
No, I'm just kidding. We were the Brady Bunch.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I brought two boys. She had two girls, and we have a girl in the center.
A girl together,
us.
Yep.
Good for
yes.
you guys.
Yes.
And then he has several himself.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had the Brady Bunch, too, in my previous marriage. But now I have my oldest daughter and then my youngest daughter, who I will announce right here on the show apparently now. Regan is now engaged to be married.
Oh, hey,
shit.
Hey, congratulations.
Just not yesterday, the day before.
First we're learning of this.
Wow.
Congratulations, Regan.
It just happened. And then Sophia.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my son passed away last year. But other than that, we have a whole gaggle. We have gaggles of children.
We have
gaggles.
Tons.
Gaggles?
Like,
wow.
Googles?
I mean, you can call gaggle-y. It like kittens or something if you want. But
so what were the films? Like, what did you do? You filmed your kids?
Yeah.
Well,
the
kids were the good guys.
Movies.
Adults were the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know. We just make a bunch of movies, just
learning,
messing around.
Learning the craft.
Learning
oh,
the
good.
Craft.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, every time I wanted to make something, we just did some stuff.
Just did it.
And just tried to see, you know, how can we edit this? How can we make this sound? What about the special effect? Can we pull this off?
Yeah.
And in the beginning, we were just telling stories because we thought we were cool. No one else was doing it.
You thought you were
yourself. Anybody in Washington was making movies. No, it's all Hollywood shit. We're just up here doing this.
Yeah, we were like, everybody's going to be shocked when we come out with a movie. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And then we got to a point where we're like, got good at it.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh,
kinda
wow,
like,
this
oh,
is not too bad. I've seen worse.
See
I've seen
shit.
Worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we started to release our stuff.
So you two were do-it-yourself 2018 is mm-hmm. what you said?
Yeah, that's when we started to put it out. We've been making movies since 2001, Chuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, but 2018 was our first movie we put out there for people to see.
Yes.
Like the world to see.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was scary. And it's interesting.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. Our
it's
first
fun.
Movie. It's
I
interesting.
Love it.
I mean, it's long. And it's but it's good. It's good. It's fine. But we dabbled
still
into
available
that,
on Tubi TV
and Amazon Prime.
And Amazon Prime.
It is. And it's called The Outrider. We did a noir.
Okay.
So
you got to send me all these links.
Absolutely.
Go to cccentertainmentgroup.com and see for yourself.
I will.
Don't be lazy. Just make us send it to you. Feel free to go out there and look at cccentertainmentgroup.com.
This is
our producer right
talking.
There.
Yeah.
No, but that's it just kind of worked itself into, like, and then I kind of rage quit. And I was like, I don't want to make movies. I don't want to be an actor.
Mm-hmm.
But I love documentaries.
Yeah.
So I started to make documentaries.
Me too.
Because I love real life stuff. Yeah. I watch Investigation Discovery too all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I like real life. So he likes fake life. I like real life.
Yeah, fake life is a shit. Real life sucks.
It comes together. Because
or as
you
we
can
call
it
in industry, fiction and nonfiction.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
You can make a movie out of anything.
Yeah.
It's true.
He's a great storyteller. An absolutely great storyteller right
Thank
there.
Thank you.
Oh, God, I'm so excited.
So, we all just
start making
stuff. We made CCC Entertainment Group, and we've just been doing stuff.
Yeah.
And it's all out of where you guys live?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So our goal was to, when we started this, all three of us, we decided to try to see how many we could bring onto our team, joining together.
Yes.
That was the whole
joining
goal.
Joining together is the thing.
Because we knew that on this indie level, you know, the more minds, the better, the better talent.
Absolutely.
If everybody's struggling alone, probably not going to get anywhere. If we're all in the same ship.
Yeah.
We might get there together.
Right.
And it's actually come to fruition that way.
And here you are.
We've got at least a loyal 70 people on our team.
That's
that
great.
We can ask from people in Hollywood all the way to the indie level to some people just starting, but they're good at one thing or two things that are fucking great to just pick their brain with.
Yeah.
It's worked out for us. So Sam's documentaries have really kicked ass. She's the one that's made all our money for our company with her fucking movies.
So far.
The giant Pacific octopus available on Tubi TV and soon to be found at your library near you, and also be able to pick it up online at Best Buy very soon.
That's right.
It's about an octopus.
It is.
It's about the myth, the legend, the king, the giant Pacific octopus.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But we have a lot of fun stuff going on. He even has a faith-based movie coming soon.
Chuck does, yes.
Yeah, Chuck's doing. So we all kind of.
We do
in
our
the
thing.
Beginning, we decided kind of, we each kind of make something. We each do something. Yeah. And he did a faith-based one. I did a documentary, and he did The Outrider. And we're just kind of, that's how we kind of got it rolling. But we're all kind of in it all together.
Yeah.
But that was kind of how, like, each one of us do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how it kind of.
That's how our band works as well.
Yeah. Good. Like, yeah, everyone has to do something,
yeah.
right?
If I'm not in front of the camera, I'm behind the camera.
Right.
Right.
If you're going to be a part of this, you have to do something.
Yeah. That's
right.
No fucking ego. You just go in there and make shit.
No.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Oh,
right.
The second the ego comes into it, it just fucks everything. It fractures the whole.
Leave your ego at the door.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah. I've been saying that for years.
Yeah. We don't like
Nobody
it.
Needs it. Yeah. No one needs it.
Leave your drama at the door. When I was a manager of a bar, I was like, please, just leave your life at. When you come in here, you're working. Mm-hmm. I do not want to ever do that again. I never want to manage like that
bartender.
Again. Oh, you? Oh, I'm a bartender too. Oh, that's
another
thing
goodness.
I do since 2008.
Okay.
So, like,
my God,
yeah,
you got to hustle.
Well,
gotta
my hustle. Mom taught me to bartend. She brought me in when I was 21. So, but I don't like to do it anymore.
No,
but it
you
was
make
fun.
Now.
It was fun.
You're a filmmaker. You're a fucking
I'm a filmmaker,
filmmaker
more
it.
Now.
It is hard fucking work. So, all of you listening to this, if you give your bartenders your staff
your bartenders
tip them, this is a hard. Gig.
It's so hard.
It's not something that every personality could do.
Everyone's like, oh, I love it. I could just party.
Right?
Like,
right.
No.
It's,
no.
It was
it's
like, you're
like
not this is not like Tom Cruise, motherfucker.
No, this is not cocktail.
Look, no, it's not.
Look,
it's
you not. Fucking meat sacks. Pay attention. You go to the bar because you're having a fucking issue. Guess what? The people serving you don't have a fucking issue until you become the fucking issue.
Right.
So tip
you.
Them well,
yes.
appreciate them,
yes.
and learn to shut the fuck up.
Correct.
We are not your therapist.
No, we're not. I mean, we kind of double.
I mean, can we? If you
want to be.
We
prefer to be.
Yeah, but if they can't read the fucking room.
Right.
When you're busy, like, I worked at Flowers in the U District, and it was right over there by Neptune Theater.
Oh, okay,
so we
yeah.
would have a rush. They wanted to come and see their show. That's where they came back when it was hopping.
Okay.
And it was like boom, boom, boom,
you're
boom, boom.
Busy as shit.
But then you got the regulars who you love and
yes.
you want to coddle and you.
They always
want
to talk.
But they want it. It's like read the room, bitch.
I know. I'm busy as fuck right now.
Yeah,
so
right.
can you just wait?
Yeah. Where's the hamburgers for table fucking four?
Stop talking.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's a real deal. I was actually thinking that last night when I was DJing at Pony. These privileged people come into this very, very queer space, and I'm just like watching them kind of like have their little attitude about it. I'm like, what did you think? You're coming into the queerest space in Seattle, and there's dick pinatas everywhere.
What are they filled
break
with?
A dick pinata.
That I have not found out yet.
Wait, what?
Which one? I'm gonna go fucking
what,
find out.
What
right
are
now.
They filled what, with?
What's a dick pinata filled with?
If it's I don't care. With, I just want to break one.
I just if it's it better be filled with
Sam.
Fucking,
we can talk
if
later
be
if you want.
With those fucking cinnamon icing things. I want to fucking hit that pinata and watch cum shoot across the room.
Me too.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
My
guys,
goodness
you're
gracious.
Going off on some tangents.
Maybe we should go to Pony after this. I don't know. Just so you can see the pinatas.
I
kind
of want to.
Yeah, for real. No. But one, like some of the coolest staff in town and just people like throwing shade in the gay culture. That means, you know, being assholes, kind of like
yeah.
just
right,
judging
right,
the
right.
situation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? And I'm on the DJ side of it last night for the first time there. And I'm just watching this and I'm just so fascinating the privilege of some of these people. And then also the people that come into establishments. And they don't have enough money to tip. They have their
right.
that 20. I'm like, well, don't go out.
It's
get yourself a 12
used to say that to me all the time.
Yes.
Why
did.
Give
that's
me a quarter?
That's my famous words.
Yeah.
If you cannot fucking tip, do not fucking go out.
Yes.
Stay the fuck at home. Buy a bottle, bitch.
Yes. Make food for your partner. That's going to be way more. You're going to hit the ball that way.
We don't make
than...
any money.
That's right.
Like, if you tip us, that's our money we make. So
but they're
literally...
not thinking about you guys.
Okay,
they're,
well, I don't give a shit. They need to think about us because we're the ones serving them.
This,
they're
this
lonely.
From the woman who regularly got me way drunker than I ever should.
I make them good drinks.
That's right.
We got lonely people.
The
lonely
theater
people.
The night, I can't fucking stand up straight. She's like, you owe me $6. I'm like,
$6?
I had more than one drink.
That's right. That was a $50 tab.
That's called the homie hookup.
That is called the homie
hookup. And she still got the $50.
Yeah. Same thing happened to me last night. There's no tab. Tony, you're good. I'm like, oh.
You're like, wait, what?
I need
I'm
this
drunk?
DJ gig. You know, well, I wasn't quite drunk. I was trying to keep it real. You know, I had my seltzers going all night. I quit beer a few years back. And I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to kind of pace myself because I don't want to be a sloppy bitch up here on this fucking DJ.
Wait, what's wrong with being a sloppy bitch?
Well, I mean, there's...
He has to know what song's coming up.
That's right. There's a time and place to be a sloppy bitch.
Okay,
and last night was not that night.
I'll give
but,
you that.
But yeah, I guess my point is exactly what you said. It's like, just don't do it. Like, if make a different decision with your night if you can't afford a certain type of experience. So, you know, take that $20 and do it somewhere else.
Right.
Because then you're just going to make...
Go grab a bottle.
That's right. Make us feel like shit. Like we did something wrong.
Right.
When we get that, you know, like...
We're the best servers ever.
Yeah, 3% tip on a $100 tab.
Right?
No, bitch. No. That's not how this goes.
Or a nothing tip.
Right.
That's
right.
The really.
Oh.
Yeah. Everything went down.
Yeah.
I'm still up.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm on cellular though.
Well.
So I'm just gonna sit here and carry the show.
We might have lost video.
Well, do we still have audio?
We still have audio.
Yeah. So audio still works.
We're fine.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Don't worry.
So we could just put a picture of his dick on there, and we are
we'll
gonna
do.
Get some.
It's not my dick.
And maybe we'll. Yeah.
It's
his
balls. No, I'm not known
the balls.
For my
the
dick.
Balls.
No.
I'm sorry. I just keep the thing.
And that's
about
okay
the
because I didn't know he had a shiny dick yet either. So maybe we throw that on there.
You need to see it.
Yeah.
Just a little.
You need to see it. I've never heard anybody say that.
Personally need to see it. I'm saying, like, the listeners, I
want to
see
I've
it.
Been, I've been with a few people in my life, and even they haven't been the first one to jump up and be like, I want to see it.
Sam like, was like, I need to see it.
No, I don't.
I've heard feel it a lot, but not see it.
I take it back. Can I take it back? Can I rage
quit? No, I can't.
Yeah, we don't edit this show. Sorry. It's on there.
Well,
it's on the record. It's
I
on the fucking
see
record.
It, though.
Don't worry about the video. It's fine. We just had the bad Wi-Fi signal, I guess.
We're
still connecting.
Back?
So if it comes back, it comes back.
Well,
if not, we'll
I apologize.
If not, we'll just pitch you.
That's what I was saying.
I'm still on the show.
Yeah, totally fine. Actually, you know what would be a good idea?
Yeah.
Anything that you've got video-wise for us that you can share with us that I could use in the show.
Yeah.
We'll throw some of your stuff on there in the background.
Oh,
so
sure.
Just see some of your
I could even say, you know, like send you a file of one of our music videos.
Absolutely.
Just be
oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Chadka and myself. Yeah. That's his name, Chadka. Look at those eyes.
Where is
those...
Chadka? Where
Check.
Is...
You know what? I should have asked him
you
to be here.
Have.
Yeah.
Fuck him. We didn't have enough fucking microphones.
No, yeah,
got him on here.
That is true. That is
sorry, I don't mean that. I'm sorry, Chadka. Yeah.
But he, one of the most talented people I've ever worked with in my entire life. He does all the editing for this particular project. Every song has a video. You can look up L80 Productions on YouTube and just see everything we've done from almost the beginning.
Oh, wow.
When I had a broken leg. I broke my ankle, my tibia, and my fiblia. Walking.
Wait, how did you
oh,
do
shit.
That?
Walking home from Flowers after... no, not
he
not,
was.
I had a
he
bus.
Was a sloppy oh. bitch. That
yeah, yeah,
night.
Yeah, yeah. No. And I'm walking, and I had these hiking boots on, and something they had cleaned the floor with. I kept on kind of slipping all night. And
okay.
I was like, oh, this is weird. Went to the Neptune, got in to see a free show. I can't even remember what the show was. And came back, had a shot of whiskey,
okay.
grabbed my burger, free burger from work, my six-pack of beer, going home to see a friend I hadn't seen in a while. And she girlfriend was over with my other girlfriend, and we were going to hang out. And I'm walking to the fucking bus over there by that church in the U District, this beautiful church. And I look over, and these two people, this lady and this man, were kissing. And I go, I thought, oh, that's so sweet. And I just slip. And it's one
oh,
of those
fuck,
metal casings in the sidewalk. Have
okay.
you seen those?
Yeah.
Yes.
This little thing. And this particular one was kind of like large, but it was in the shadow of this tree. And my leg just went,
oh,
and all of a sudden I was on my back, on my backpack,
burger underneath my butt. Like, oh, no. I just went poop.
You smashed your burger?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's
my, yeah,
so
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was pissed about. He was trying to do reverse. You know, I don't know
yeah,
how
yeah,
that
yeah,
works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Instead of, I just need it in me now.
He's just like trying yeah, to. Yeah.
I don't want
to
taste
reverse
it.
Osmosis when burger. It comes to his food.
Yeah. It keeps getting worse and worse.
Right. So here I am in the middle of the U District, and I lift my leg, you guys, and from here,
oh no no,
it
oh.
just was dipping down.
Oh no!
And I put it back down, and I was going to be a host at the Pink Door the next night. Right.
Oh, shit.
My whole fucking future flashed before my eyes.
I bet
it did.
And I just knew, and I just put it down really gently, and I'm like, I'm fucked, right? Yeah. And I just start screaming, motherfucking goddamn it.
No,
like
shit.
And, you know, I thank God us for that whiskey, y'all. Because if I didn't have that whiskey
yeah.
in me, I probably would have been.
Like, way worse.
Oh, and I wasn't wasted.
Truly.
And mm-hmm. my mom thought I was in drag. That was the funny thing, because I did a lot of drag back in the day.
Oh, goddammit, I wasn't in heels, right? Wait, 8 years ago. Yeah, so she thought for sure I was.
You were in heels.
Drag.
No. Yeah.
And I just had the memory on Facebook. I love wow. Facebook for that, and I also hate it for that. But
yeah.
8 years ago, right now, I would still be recovering from a major
God.
Surgery where they cut it open, put a thing in
oh,
there.
Oh, God. You have a rod in your leg?
I got a rod.
Oh,
I got the
Christ,
things
yeah,
in my ankle.
Brutal.
Is that the only place you got a rod?
Yeah. Yes. I've had several rods. I know.
He is just like,
he's had berries, too, though.
You
so
can't
been good.
Get Chuck in Capitol Hill anymore.
Yeah.
No.
It's I all those rainbow fucking crosswalks.
It
just
so
turns
weird.
Everybody gay.
My man.
I'm fucking fabulous. I don't know what the fuck you guys thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
You smell garbage. I smell semen. It's just—it's the strangest thing.
It just explains exactly what's coming out of Aaron, considering the fact that he started his careers as a garbage man.
Oh, really? Did you really?
I did actually.
Shut
yes.
up.
Yeah.
What
I
was
did.
That like?
Dirty. It was dirty.
No, but tell him about the women running out to bring the
trash.
Oh
no, there's a lot of great things about being a garbage
oh,
man. So. So here's my
you're
story.
You're not
real
the
quick.
Ugliest man, so I could only
I
imagine
that.
Back when you were a garbage man.
Yeah.
Here he comes.
So here we go. So
here we go.
So you're thinking high school quarterback,
yes.
get full ride scholarship,
oh.
go to fucking college.
Oh.
I'm playing. I drop out. Mm-hmm. A couple years in, I leave everything behind because I got an option to go be a garbage man. And I was only playing football for my dad, who died when I was 15 years old anyway. So.
Wow.
So I get this job. My dad's best friend was a manager at this garbage place, and I'm not going to name it, but I went to work there and got my CDL and started being a garbage guy. So it was a good gig, 6 to 2. You get your route done early, you can go home, you still get paid for your 8. No problem. So I was hustling. This is
good
90,
money.
94, yeah.
Good
94.
Money back then?
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah.
I, nobody I, wants to fucking
no,
do that.
The same amount of money you could make today and say good money was what I was making then. Okay?
Wow.
That's what I was making.
Garbage, man.
About 94.
Know,
but here,
fuck all this
here's the thing.
Yourself,
here's the thing. These are the perks, though. Because everything else about being a garbage man sucks.
These
but
are the perks. You get free porn and women running out with their
porno
trash
man.
Lane.
Porno man.
Who's got tapes that we all fight for?
Porno man.
Bigger collection than the video store.
Porno man.
Can't get enough. I want some more
yes.
tapes from the porno man.
Come on,
this guy.
We had
to
a song.
Run a fucking,
we were literally.
Had to run a fucking
we would
shop.
Literally sing that song over the CB if someone got to that house first.
Oh no! Shit.
Yeah.
There
was
a house.
Because one guy.
Route,
house.
They would race to get
yeah,
the porno
yeah.
man's house.
Oh.
Every other Thursday.
Every fucking Thursday, he would, and his fucking goddamn can.
I just
would
remember
have
the stories.
VHS tapes for days. He would like watch them and then probably feel bad about himself and throw them away. And then the next week, a whole new catalog came out. It was great. It was great.
Full of porn.
It was so great.
Oh my God.
So, great perk. Great perk. It was
great
a great
perk.
Fucking perk.
That's a great perk.
Yeah. Next perk.
Was it straight porn?
Yeah, it was straight
oh,
porn.
Oh, well.
Yeah. It worked for me.
You can have that perk.
Yeah, it was a good perk. Anyway, so another best thing.
Wait,
another
you have
good
to realize,
thing.
This guy put these all on top.
That is hilarious.
It wasn't the head to go digging through the trash. He
no,
put it in a
yeah.
fucking a brown paper bag and put it on top
because
of the trash.
Because he thought like, someone might appreciate
happy,
it.
Yeah, and
happy
he knew
Thursday,
it. He knew
guys.
It. He knew it. He was probably jerking off as we were pulling him out of the fucking can. I'm sure he was. He loved
oh,
that
look
shit.
At him looking at my porn.
He fucking loved it. And we were right with him. We were like, got you, bro.
You know what? Maybe he was getting straight porn and he needed gay porn. So
maybe.
He was watching your guys' excitement
oh,
and getting off on
yeah.
that.
Who knows? But he was selling it to us and we were buying.
You never know.
We were fucking buying.
That's
okay, so that was one perk. The other perk was all the cool shit you would find. Like people in some certain areas of the routes, you could go out there and you would find VCRs that worked. that worked just fine. Wow. It's like they upgraded their kid's fucking bedroom.
Sure.
So they threw the old
and
one away.
Rich, fuck,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. And you'd find that shit. I'd had so many VCRs and DVD players for days. Things that we ended up selling back in the day, just like to other people, we'd make money off of it. Like, oh, that's cool shit. I actually found shoes. That were nice shoes.
You
I ended up
be a
wearing.
Garbage man, yeah. And find some new shoes.
No shit, right? I mean, there were so many things you could find, wow, and do. It was awesome. But
what about the women running out? With
the women, yes.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah. So there was a lot of, you know, you got a lot of females out there that are just kind of home alone in the morning.
Yeah, hot for the garbage.
Yeah, and they get their kids off to school, and next thing you know, their can's not out, right? So I'm driving by, and here they come in their little thing, and they're holding it together, barely covering their ass, you know, waving me down.
And they're running out there going, porno man.
Yes.
I'm going to replay that for the garbage man that we got.
All the time.
I should do it.
That's yeah. You know, and not all, they're all like, and I'm in my 20s. I'm in my 20s, right? Yeah. I'm in my 20s. These women are in their 40s.
Yeah.
Some of them were hot. Yeah. They weren't like they were bad.
It's like Cher and her man.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was fucking fun.
Let's get
some
it.
Some of them were pretty booty, but some of them weren't too bad.
Some of them were trying to hold their shit on because it was the only way it was going to keep it in cover.
Yeah. Yeah, and what I hated was when the guys ran out that way. I didn't stop. I just kept going. I just kept going. Just
I'd be like, here we go. I'm making an extra 50 today.
Fuck yeah.
I put that out there.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
The guys came.
Hold
out
on, driver. I got
like
something
this.
I
got
to go do real quick. Hey, sex work is work, people. Just get
I mean,
over it.
That's
it.
Right. Work if, like, you two were together doing garbage truck.
Oh yeah.
That would have worked out.
Oh yeah.
Can we make
Tony
this film?
We should make this
that
film.
Is fucking hilarious.
That would
minute
be
work.
Like we
get
no.
Minute work too.
Oh,
no, that would be great. Or we could name it
what could I'm we name afraid. It?
I don't know.
Something that wouldn't get us canceled.
Hot
something with pronouns.
Yeah. Oh, that would be
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something with pronouns?
Something. He, him.
We could call it that.
You know what I mean?
He, him,
might,
still,
he, him of
work.
The garbage.
He would still work.
He, him, mine, yours.
Yeah. Can but I run out my road, though?
Yes,
oh, yes.
You can do
you
a cameo.
You gotta be the chick.
You gotta be the boob lady.
Yeah,
you'd be the boob lady.
And you could be the dude.
Yeah, you'd be the dude with your shiny dick.
That. With the porn.
With the porn.
Yeah. You've always wanted to play a gay
porno man.
He just called you out.
Hey, I'm not afraid to play a gay character.
Oh my god,
tips are tips,
it.
Bitch.
Yeah, that's right. 50 is 50. 100 is better.
Goddamn,
that's right. Oh my god. So yeah, so there's the gay character. My brain's going now. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, so we got the straight dude. We're both aging. We're both in our 50s.
In
we
our
got
50s.
The gay guy. Maybe he's the driver, the gay guy, and you're the one that's, you know, picking up the trash.
That hangs on the back.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
He's the tough guy with, like, the
muscles. Yeah, you gotta be that guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then you gotta have to this gay character, and then you gotta have to, it's such a great story.
It is
actually fun, right?
I love it.
It is kind
of
fun.
And it reminds me of, like, what was that show, did you ever watch, Waiting? Did you ever see that?
Yes.
Waiting?
Yes. With Ryan Reynolds.
I kind of love that shit.
Yes.
Where it's just like, it's kind of, it's telling truth, but also just like really wrong. And,
yeah.
And I don't know.
It's wrong in all the right
should we have
ways?
A Karen as a dispatcher?
But it's a fucking great story. He's not lying.
And who's ever made a movie about a garbage man?
Yeah, and it's a great romantic comedy. Men at Work is the only
Men
one
at Work
know,
with Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
That's the only one.
Sorry, don't bring the movie.
You're right.
But they found a dead body.
Yes.
Where we could be, we're lonely guys.
You could just find
we're
a possum.
Lonely.
You could find a possum screaming.
Oh, that's true.
I knew a punk kid in the music scene that fell asleep in a fucking dumpster, you guys. They put him in that bitch started squishing his ass.
Fucking
swear
way. Did he live?
God.
He
yes,
lived.
He it pushed him so bad that his eyes were like red and they stopped, right? Somehow they stopped.
Shit.
But they had crushed him mostly.
Oh my god.
He was in recovery. I thought my broken leg was bad. This guy had been crushed from like here down.
Oh jeez.
And it just pushed all the blood in.
Oh yeah, those blades will fuck you up.
No,
it's just not funny.
How many possums have been smashed?
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
Rats.
Fuck them. They eat trash.
A ton.
Kittens, maybe.
Wait, how do you not like the smell of garbage, warm piss, and everything else? You
but
had a fucking possum.
I did have a possum.
Yeah, they don't stink.
But they don't
They
stink.
Really don't stink.
I did have a possum.
Wait, you rescued the possum?
I did,
yeah, she
and
did.
I raised it.
No,
she rescued
died.
A bl- blind possum that walked in a fucking circle.
She did.
Did it give you kisses?
She did.
Like, oh my
god. Gave me kisses too when I was trying to take a shit in their bathroom one time. It comes up and licks my fucking Achilles.
I used to sleep under the toilet.
She was straight possum. Like, she loved the bathroom because it stunk, right?
Yeah, so she
would cuddle up next to the toilet.
It stunk like our bathroom.
Anyone who went in our bathroom to use our bathroom would have this possum next to the toilet just curled up sleeping.
You people are my new best friend.
That's true.
I loved her so much. Oh, yeah. She's the best thing.
We got pictures of her and everything.
Oh, my God.
Well, we have a big black cat at my house, and we call it Poopy Cuddles.
we got the Poopy Cuddles.
And my partner would be like, oh, I got the best Poopy Cuddles this morning before work. And he loves when we're shitting. And he'll come in there, and he's like this big 18-pound black fluffy gorgeous.
He'll just hop on your lap while you're shitting.
Oh no, hold him like a baby.
Fucking Poopy Cuddles.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have one for that one.
No, I don't have anything for. I do.
The best.
Poopy Cuddles.
Yeah.
Yes. And he's
not the first thing that popped in my head.
You would love.
I want some Poopy Cuddles, bitch. Go clean up first.
I'm just saying.
Some people are into the poop.
They're into the poop. And the cuddles.
Possum was into the poop, too. Oh. But we didn't get that creative with her name. We just called her Possum.
Oh. Yeah. You don't like creative with any of your... I'm surprised Eva's name's not fucking daughter. They had Bird. They had Bird when they got the second one. They had Snake.
Yeah.
They had Possum.
Yeah.
Just I'm surprised Eva's name isn't daughter.
Yeah.
Well, we
or Oops.
Yeah. We call Neo is our dog. Yeah. And sure. We do call all
sorry,
our
Eva, I love you.
Did it bite you?
No.
Did it nip you?
Never.
Because I remember
never.
One time.
Never did.
Back in the day in Ashland, Oregon, I remember me and my brother were high on acid.
Oh, no.
And we're walking around.
Always the great start of a story.
Oregon.
Always.
Yeah, somehow we switched to drugs again. or I did.
Keep switching drugs.
Right. We look under this dumpster, and here's this fucking vicious, huge possum going, making this hiss.
I know what you're saying.
And we backed the fuck up, and we were frying balls, so like that was the scariest thing. But then, and then my brother's like, you know, they're blind, blah, blah, blah. He starts talking in his cowboy talk. And he was a professional bull rider.
Sure, I got you.
Sweet.
Greg James of the PBR.
The PBR. Hell yeah.
He's a bull rider. But yeah, so like this possum, so it didn't bite?
No,
or it didn't
so
do
she
anything?
She was actually, she was special needs.
Oh.
Very, very special
slightly
needs. We don't know what happened to her, but she was going in circles in an intersection when she was found.
Oh.
So we don't know if she got hit or she was just born blind or what.
I mean, she was hand sized when they found her.
She was a baby. Oh.
She had like, her for almost 2 years, dude.
Yeah, 2 years. She went from holding her palm of her hand to wrapping her around her fucking neck.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, our cat, too. Yeah. Little baby. Yeah.
Yeah, they get big. Isn't that
that's crazy?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, no, but the lifespan of a possum is only 2 years. Cat
only
is like 28.
Yeah. Oh,
so good luck.
Yeah.
They only live 2 years.
That's
I don't
so
know, but it's so sad because they should live longer.
Yeah.
They clean up all
like
the
rat.
They clean up all the shit on the street. Like if they go out on the street and there's anything dead, they'll eat it. They just eat that shit.
They serve a purpose.
They eat slugs.
Yeah, yeah.
They eat worms.
Yeah, just keep telling yourself that. They serve a purpose.
They serve a purpose.
Just like condoms, everybody. They serve a purpose. Not
the
first fucking
one.
Wants to
say it. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it right fucking now.
Oh,
shit. I'll tell you.
Uh-oh.
We got a dog now. I would take that possum over a fucking dog any day of the fucking week.
He hates the dog.
Any day of the week. Any day of the week.
What, is the dog an asshole?
It's just the most annoying
animal. He is the
best. It takes up Aaron's side of the bed.
He's so annoying. He's always in the way. He's a fucking cockblocker. He's just a fucking weirdo.
Whenever he tries to kiss me or anything,
he gets in the fucking way.
He
jumps all over.
He gets in the middle.
And he fucking starts licking her and shit. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. No one asked you. And then she's just like, oh, it's okay. I'm just like, yo, just cater to him. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Hey, wait a second. Here's where you know the dog is a problem in the house.
Fuck that dog. Sure.
Sam.
Yes?
I'd like to take a moment of your time and ask you a question that I want you to answer honestly,
ask
please.
Ask away.
What gets stroked more in the house, the dog or Aaron?
The dog.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. And no, but she used to stroke the fucking possum all day long. But here's the thing with the
dog doesn't talk. Do you hear this right now?
But the possum.
The dog does not do this.
Yeah, I get that. But the possum would understand. Possum's like, oh, you want time with her? And possum would mob away. Just do the possum thing. And mob away and go to the toilet and chill. He didn't need her ass. He didn't need her. This thing is so goddamn insecure.
Yeah.
It's so needy.
It's a dog.
It's so bad.
He is a pit bull. Dude, and
the possum was
golden retriever.
Listen to me. Just for a second, this is important. The possum was blind. Possibly retarded.
Yeah.
And walks in circles.
But you can't say retarded. And didn't you have need to say you. Special needs.
Special needs, fine. Okay.
What's a possum? Culture. Are we really offending
the thing,
possum public?
Here's the thing. That possum was a badass.
Yeah,
this dog
was.
Is a pussy. Okay. The difference.
Poor dog. Like, dog different. Is fine. Dog's a good boy.
Oh.
That is the name, Dog.
The dog? No, the dog has a name because the dog was first somebody else's.
And we got gifted this dog.
No, it wasn't even a gift. It was just like my daughter was like, I can't take care of this.
Yeah,
and then so it's yours now.
Here comes fucking Mark Singer, the Beastmaster Sam.
Well, I mean, I love all things living. So I love living creatures. So obviously,
more like
I have Bruce awesome.
Or Evan Almighty.
Yeah, that too.
So you give me a creature, I'm gonna take care of it.
Yeah. That's why Aaron's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks,
exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
Unfortunately, a dog gets more fucking love than
said.
I do.
Well, you know, dog is.
Wait a second.
We'll see if that works. I'll shut up for 2 weeks.
Is the dog on the podcast?
Is the dog neutered?
Yes.
Aaron,
indeed.
I what? Guess you could get more cuddles if you get a little snippage.
It has nothing to do with that.
Oh, yeah, get neutered.
It has nothing to do with that.
Maybe
it
that'll work. That.
I just fight.
Do you need more kids? Clearly.
No, I fight
absolutely
the battle.
Absolutely hell no, not.
And she was fucking spayed.
I am spayed.
You
were
spayed?
Yes. I am spayed. Yeah. I am spayed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you.
You know what I mean?
I have a grandma.
Why do I need
to
be neutered?
Oh.
Yeah.
I have a grandma.
Yeah. The
possum was cool. It was a once in a lifetime opportunity to have
absolutely.
Something like that.
Yeah.
No one
possums
has that,
are
right?
Shit.
I was worried about it
because
I thought they would take it away because
sure.
You're not supposed to.
No,
you know?
Oh gosh, no.
But I felt like if I did end up having to take it to the vet or whatever, that they wouldn't take it just because she was special and she was clearly special.
Mm-hmm.
Like
right.
No one could deny how special she was. And they were like, oh, you're the only chance she has to live any life.
And I couldn't stand possums before this.
No, he was scared because he was a
garbage
man.
Garbage man. I had your experience, brother.
Yeah.
I was right with you.
Horrible experience.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had one in a can that I fucking popped the lid off of and hissed at me. Thought it was a fucking raptor. I was out of there. Scared the shit out of me.
Well, and the train went by the same time.
No,
that,
the train,
that didn't
really
that help
didn't
either.
Help. I thought it was a T-Rex after that. Fucking imagine Jurassic Park and you
imagine me going into the house with this baby possum going, can I have it?
Right. No, and here
can
I am, the man I am.
It?
And I said, baby,
he
whatever
said
you
yes.
want.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Said,
oh,
yes.
That's love.
You know what I mean?
Seriously. Yeah.
And then she brought the dog in and I'm like, what
no,
the
wait,
fuck?
Wait, now I'm gonna defend Aaron when it comes to dogs because Aaron even at one point he's like, we're gonna end up having to take care of this fucking dog.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he did.
Never once saying, you know what? I want to take care of this dog.
No, I never did.
Right.
No.
He was always like, I hate dogs.
Yeah, I told her when I met her, I hated dogs. Yeah, yeah.
He did say
there was only one dog I liked. I'm sure. Duchess.
He completely talks about that all
I
the time.
About
and
you.
I'm like, really? That dog ate shit.
That dog is the
that
best.
That dog ate poo-poo.
That dog is the best. That dog would come and say hi
no,
to you.
She was a great dog.
She would come and say
shit.
Hi to you, but she wasn't needy. She would come up and see you, say hi.
But did you like her licking you?
I didn't mind her licking me.
Okay, well,
and
that's
she
gross
always
because
got my...
she ate poo-poo.
I didn't care.
Most dogs eat shit.
Yeah.
My dog does not eat shit.
He wants to. You won't let him because you're up his ass.
I am because I don't want him to eat
I'm,
shit.
It's
a human-dog centipede, what their relationship is. He's up her ass. She's up his ass. And nobody's playing
with
him.
I don't want to be up anybody's ass, Chuck.
Yeah. And they're all fused together.
You
it's
know
so
what?
Bad.
I just want to take care of things that need taking care of. That's it.
Yeah.
I try to take care of my neighbor. He's hurt. I try to take care of him. I try to take care of dog that my daughter can't handle, can't
right.
take care of.
Right.
I try to take care of my grandson for my other daughter when she's sick or when she can't do it. So I take care of things.
You're
That's
a
what
mama.
I do. I'm a mama.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm a
Here I am. I'm going to be 51 tomorrow.
Ooh.
And
tomorrow.
As I start
Literally
going
tomorrow.
Downhill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Downhill. Yeah, my
birthday's
today. So St. Patty's Day. As I go downhill, we'll see if Sam's got anything left to take care of my black ass when I'm not feeling well or need help. Will she be there for me? That is the question.
Or
that is the question.
It's the only reason why you stayed with me because you know I will take care
of
you.
Oh.
That
is not
the
only
moment of
reason.
Intrigue.
And see, that's the thing. That's not the only reason. I'm not like the dog. I give
You're
you your
like
independence,
the dog.
God damn it. I don't need
help.
It.
The dog needs it.
The dog needs what?
He needs help being like surviving.
A dog
told not
yeah,
to eat
Yeah, he's a
poop.
Dog. He can't take care of himself.
I guess so. Right? You're right,
Tom. Can't take care of himself.
I'm,
Come on now.
I struggle with some of the... Okay, so when Duchess did pass away.
Yes.
And we had to figure all that stuff out. You know, everybody came up to me. I had friends who were having dogs, and they're having puppies. And like, hey, you want this? You want that? Great. And I was like, you know what? No, I don't want another animal. I don't want another dog. I want to have the independence. I want to be able to take off and go do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
Now I got two fucking dogs.
Yeah.
Hey, that's your... I'm not going to even say that.
But because my daughter lives with me and she has...
A dog.
Coda. Beautiful, giant. Now giant. He stands up and he's almost as tall as me.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
White German Shepherd.
Wow.
Beautiful dog.
And then my lovely girlfriend brought in a pure black little fucking golden doodle.
A doodle?
Lab.
What the fuck's a doodle? That kid's doodle. Like, what the fuck's a doodle?
It's something that we hope doesn't eat poop.
That's what a doodle is.
Fair enough.
A doodle is a doodle, like a piece of poop.
Okay. All right.
So, them running around and being fun. But that's the thing. It's just like, I'm back in my house. Like, next week, I'm limited on what I can do because my daughter's going away on a cruise and I have to take care of their dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got one without wanting one.
Yeah. That's what happens.
And I like dogs. Don't get me wrong.
No, you love dogs. You're like Sam. You love dogs.
But I have a different way of training animals than these other people do who have dogs in my home. And it's just like,
this dog isn't doing what I want.
You don't. Well, no, it's just, it's... I got rid of yelling in my house a couple of years ago.
Good for you.
And now it's back because there's... fucking dogs.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, you don't have to yell at the dog.
I wouldn't be yelling if we didn't have a dog.
Excuse me, but you do not have to yell at my dog. My dog is a good boy.
No, I'm talking about yelling in general.
Oh.
Yeah, at whatever. Like, fuck! What's wrong?
Nothing. You have your own home. See, I live in an apartment, so like yelling is just not good.
Yeah, it's not good.
Because
right,
they think we're arguing and we're really just talking shit about someone.
Right?
Like, I keep on going, Damien, they're going to think that we're arguing and you're now
You know what's funny about coming up here?
What?
This is not how we normally do this show.
No.
And that's why I love it.
So
ooh, it's
that,
special.
That's why I love it. No, it,
it is
because
special.
I don't know if anybody even knows who you are now. And we're over the hour.
Oh,
but it's been a great time talking.
Yeah, we haven't talked enough about you.
Yeah,
well,
we just started talking.
What do you want to know?
Anything like we
just
have,
like
we've been just bullshitting. Yeah.
But it's been so much fun.
We did.
It's been a blast.
Garbage.
We did get a.
We got a new movie that we're gonna produce. It's all. I don't know what you want to know. Like I'm a musician. I'm a. I call myself the mayor of Capitol Hill.
I
know a lot of people up on this bitch. Okay. I've been here since 2008. And switched back to me. But yeah, it has been an hour. I do have a podcast. And let me talk about that podcast.
Please do.
So I had a podcast, y'all. It was called Seattle Sauce, because everything is better with sauce. And what it was about was I was in a band called T-Rocks. It was a butt rock, glam, drag. My bass player, Peruvian goddess woman, wore this strap-on dildo. Like, we were not fucking around. We were pushing everybody's fucking buttons. I was this thing, you know, like what is this John Waters character? Like, I would wear these kind of weird dread bad wigs and just really tight clothes. And I look like some... pregnant strange bitch on stage singing like Freddie Mercury, you know.
I fucking love it.
So anyway, I host karaoke, like I do all kinds of things, but this particular podcast, I had 500 maybe episodes, something crazy.
Oh shit, man, that's huge.
And it was, but what I found was 15 minutes was about the average person's attention span.
Okay,
so an hour long podcast is a commitment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I learned that early on, and I was like, okay, well, what I'm doing is do it yourself in the moment. Literally, a band would come off stage. I'd be backstage waiting for those fuckers, and I would interview them right there. So
we're
talking Seattle history.
Yeah.
Drag queens, punk bands, metal bands.
And even walking down the street.
Show up to a venue and record it and then interview the artists if they wanted to. It was never something that was not consensual,
mm-hmm.
but most of the time it was so in the moment. I love
Beautiful.
The whole process of it, and Podcast Garden can eat my asshole and eat it really good because they just died, and they didn't tell anybody, so my hosting platform went away.
Okay.
And I, we're talking years.
Yeah.
So we're talking about 5 years of audio and shit. several different devices with certain episodes, devices that died. I didn't back up enough of it.
Oh, I did not save it.
You lost it all.
And it was like, dear.
I will cry right now. That is no, so sad.
Can you imagine all the work you guys have done?
I cannot. It's just gone.
I cannot.
And I got some up there. You can find Seattle Sauce on like some episodes here and there, and you can kind of get a taste of what I was attempting to do. Yeah. It was like Jodie Foster in that movie where she's recording sound of the cities. Do you remember?
I don't know. It's a murder mystery
and like maybe her partner gets killed and then she goes on a rampage and gets revenge.
Yes, I do know the movie.
God, it's such a great film.
No, and there's a tunnel in it.
Yes, there's a tunnel. Yes, it's a wonderful film.
Yes, it is a great movie.
If you're listening to it, you can look it up. But Jodie Foster, and she's like capturing the sounds of New York. So that's what I was going for, and that's what I continue to go for.
It's just trying to get the in the moment.
Because for me, as an improv teacher as well, like I've taught improv at college level, like I do a lot. But the moment, this right here is what I live for. This kind of experience.
You can't recreate
because it is only in the moment, and then it's gone. And thankfully, we have this equipment now, these amazing devices that if I had this 20 years ago, I would be rich and fucking famous. I really truly believe that.
I believe you.
And I think all of us could be. But here we are now. I mean, we had it 20 years ago, but you get what I'm saying. Like, it's just so accessible.
It's now available.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anybody and their TikTok grandma can become famous now.
And it's, or whatever.
I can't do TikTok. I can't turn my fucking phone this way. I make movies.
Oh.
It has to be this way.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, I have to.
It doesn't work. My fucking wrist comes out.
Yeah. We filmed our last video like that.
Yeah,
and
I'm like, why are you doing that?
And he's like, because everybody's looking at our videos now on their phones, probably more because the you know you get all the information about who's watching it and all that shit.
Oh yeah. If you're doing a live,
right?
You got to go horizontal.
Right. And we experimented with AI, like, and he ran it through these generators, and we took one take in here. It's called Ave Maria or something like that.
Yeah.
But you can look that up too. L80 Productions on YouTube. And anyway, long story short, now I'm doing a podcast called I'm a Witch. Because I was initiated as a witch 20 years ago under the waning moon in Ashland, Oregon. I was an actor at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival.
For real, you...
An actual witch.
What?
Yeah. And I know it's kind of weird. It's kind of hard to explain. But I started this podcast because I looked up. I wonder if anybody has I'm a Witch podcast. Nobody did. I'm like, here we go.
Perfect.
Wow. And it started, and now I'm almost at 100 episodes.
Sweet.
Very good.
Season 2 is coming out real soon, and I just started interviewing people. So
good for you.
I just feel like it's a journal of me walking around Seattle, coming to and from all the things that I do in the moment. And I find it fascinating when I edit it. I'm like, well, this is something. I don't know exactly who the audience is or where it will be.
Sure.
But I have people in Germany listening to this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Beautiful. Yeah.
And if it's just two people, I'm going to keep on doing it.
Yeah. And you should because
you never know. Yeah. You never know how many will catch on. We didn't.
Yeah. We didn't either.
Yeah. We've got,
who knew you were going to be interviewing a witchy gay guy in Seattle?
Sounds exciting.
Yeah.
No, we've got thousands of people listen to us. Well, talk shit like we just did today.
I just want you all to know how amazing these people are and keep listening to them because it feels right. And when it feels right, I know it's right. And that is some witchy guidance.
That's some witchy shit.
I love it.
It's also how I've gotten through most of my life and most of my relationships.
Right.
If it feels right, it must be right. Stop crying. You're making me feel awkward.
I'm going to tell everyone the story. Tony, how I discovered Tony.
Yes, please do.
Because
I was really shocked when you reached out.
Really?
In a weird kind of way,
yeah.
I was like, well, I put it out there and here it is.
Okay.
That's magic.
So I was randomly, and I don't go on, and these guys will tell you how little I go on Facebook. I never...
She barely does. I mean, she spams the shit out of my posts.
I fucking ignore Facebook like a mother. And if I do go on it, I blow them up with like a bunch of hearts on everything that I haven't seen and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But I don't go on Facebook. Like, I avoid it really bad. But I was on there one day and I went onto this horror Facebook horror page group.
One of my favorite pages.
And I saw you. Yeah. And I saw you had posted something about wanting to do stuff. And you list all your skills. And I was like, this guy's got skills.
Yeah.
And so I clicked on you and I looked at you. And I was like, oh, he's amazing. Like, I have we have to have him because he's cool and he's amazing and he's creative and he's got all these movie skills and all these other skills. And I just had to, just reached out because I was like, why not? But yeah, that's how I found you.
I love the fact that you hate Facebook.
I do.
And you found me that way. To me, that's magic.
It is magic.
Not that I put
a
spell on this situation.
No, but something.
Witch or witch shit.
Yeah. No, it literally is. It's aligning with the path. You know?
Yeah, it is.
Aligning with a moment.
It is.
We were all catching up to this moment. Yeah. That's how I look at it.
Well, in that one very small little
time
of me on Facebook.
Yeah.
I found you.
How strange.
That's the way it happens, bro.
Who would have known the first time that Sam messaged Tony that Tony would have gone, oh, let's see what he looks like. Wow, he's got nice boobs.
Look at those boobs. I gotta be on this podcast.
You like me that's for
not,
my boobs,
that's
Tony,
not what I mean, that's not the Sam I was thinking of. Right. Excuse me.
I mean, I do worship goddesses, so like, you know, there is that. And I do love a good mama, and you are a Uber goddess mama. You're a full moon goddess mama. Dude,
you need to help me out with some of these lines.
You need to help him out because
this is good stuff.
Staying with you.
It's good stuff. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Just remember, when it comes to being a good goddess, that they pray on you. They don't pray
to you. That's right.
Right.
Yeah. They worship you.
That's right. Yeah. Remember that.
Or they
worship
all you women out there.
Or they worship the dog.
Yeah. The dog. Yeah.
Yeah. There are goddesses that worship, you know, have dogs.
Like Hecate, that's one of them. She likes her.
Fuck Hecate.
Hecate likes her bitches. Let's put it that way.
Don't let her hear you say that.
Tony invited us up here to Capitol Hill, though.
It's been great.
To his studio, and we traveled here to come on the road with our podcast and hang out with Tony, and it's been so much fun. We knew it would be fun, though.
No, we knew it.
And please use me. If you
we will use you in a movie. We will use you.
One of my other favorite lines I hear.
That's right. Just, that's right.
There he goes again.
Yeah. That Lassie bald head.
It's like a White Snake song. Here I go again. I'm sorry.
On my own.
Going downhill.
That is a great karaoke if you can sing that.
Oh, that's boy. I can't hit that.
Oh, we should go. Is there any karaoke tonight? We should go sing.
There is, where I host karaoke. Yeah, just down the road. And
we all sing karaoke.
It's Seattle's
oldest
dive gay come as you are bar.
Oh, shit.
And it's been around, I'm just going to say it, the Crescent Lounge.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's been around since 1940 as that name. The building itself, we're celebrating 100 years.
That's fucking dope.
Are you leaving here and going there?
We could. I have no problem with that.
And we should.
I mean, I don't get a discount or anything anymore.
No, it's fine.
We don't need a discount. We just want to sing a song.
If you guys want to do something fun, I would love to show you.
I think it sounds fun.
We've had so much fun with you, Tony.
Yeah, it's been a great time.
I didn't dress for going out, though. I dressed for doing a podcast.
I did. I wore my fucking own face on my shirt.
You just go like that, and they're going to love you. But,
I got my bling on my back.
That is some good bling.
Yeah. But yeah, no, for real, I'm going to keep this real. Like, I do sound if you need a grip. If you need
someone behind the camera,
just keep me in mind. Well, and like I said, it's do it yourself. So I'm like, I learn things like this. So you do this, and this is what your thing, and you say this, and then you hit this, and I'm there for you.
Do me a favor.
If I can do it.
To after the show, we'll make sure you know where our YouTube channel is.
Okay.
We're doing a thing.
It's on fucking YouTube.
Yeah. Oh. We're doing the horror verse. The horror verse is on our YouTube channel. We started with The Shape, which is over 300,000 views now.
Holy shit.
And our last feature we just did in the horror verse is 65,000. We released that on January 1st, I believe.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's going good. We've got two more movies to do in that series before I'm done with that story, and then I'm moving on.
And then we're moving on to our trash story.
We're going to do something fucking cool. If you want to help.
Yeah, I would love to. I don't know how, you know,
right now
I'm just kind of in a transition period in my life as far as my work situation, but we'll figure it out.
But you like horror and you like films.
I
fucking
love horror. My partner loves horror. He also does things behind the camera. So, and on camera, and he's a vocal actor. So like, we have a really great vocal actor.
We got a lot to talk about.
We got stuff to talk about. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. This is how I get people to do stuff. Because I like this.
I'm scared.
I like this stuff. Uh-oh. So if you decide that you want to do it,
yes,
you're in.
Okay, cool.
If you say you're in and then you don't show up,
Oh.
I use this podcast to call you out.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not a flaky bitch at 52
Beautiful.
Years old.
He is not a flaky bitch.
I showed up
today.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. And so did you guys. And thank you so much for blessing my space with your presence.
Thank
because
you.
Only a certain amount of people actually come into this space.
Oh, man.
And so this is a really cool experience. And also just to watch you set up. Now, I learned something from you guys, so thank you.
Awesome.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Tony. You're a badass, man.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you. Chuck, close it out.
Tony, thank you for joining us. To join me. Shit, let's try that again.
Uh-oh, blah, 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 blah.
I talked too much during the fucking show.
You talked more
today than you did. I fucked up my
outro. I'm still thinking about balls.
I barely think.
Oh, no. Well, you're gonna make
Tony,
it
thank
worse.
You for joining us down around the reel. Thank you for thinking of my balls and talking about my dick, which is the most anybody ever has done in my almost 50 years of fucking life.
It's true.
But I do want to thank you for inviting us to your realm and showing off your things that you have that you get to play with in here. The nostalgia of what we all grew up in and what we enjoyed. And I'm not just talking about 90s music. I'm talking about, you know, getting really ghetto and selling what you can on the streets. Or anything that you can do to get by in life, whether it makes you happy, sad, horny, or just fucking weird, you're all appreciated. And make sure to remember always to tune in to Around the Reel, which you can find on YouTube. And if you want to know how to find our channel, you find it on fucking YouTube, because YouTube is where we are.
Actually, we've got a new deal with Spotify, by the way.
Oh, well, yes, if you want to listen to our show.
And you can watch our show on Spotify now.
Oh, that's right, Spotify also. Look, yes. See, look, we all changing. We all growing. Every
and there's
day
a new meaning
to
think hard, because you're thinking anyway.
Well, if you're going to think hard.
I'm hardly thinking.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
We'll see everybody later.
Bye. Thank you.
For those of you that want to be a guest on Around the Reel, please email Sam at aroundthereel253@gmail.com.
That's aroundthereel253@gmail.com.
Not Messenger. Do not message Aaron on Messenger, because then he has to send you a message that says email Sam at aroundthereel253@gmail.com.
That's aroundthereel253@gmail.com.
How come they can't just message me again?
Because nobody wants to fucking talk to you.
Can anybody reach out that's an artist, filmmaker, actor?
If you're an artist of any kind, we want to hear from you.
But we are going to vet the crap out of you.
We don't care if you make millions of dollars in Hollywood or if you're just beginning your career in the art industry. We don't care. So everybody that wants to be on Around the Reel, yes, we want you.
That's aroundthereel253@gmail.com.